with Vince D'Addario. Sean Stiers back live at the Palace at Penn High School. I tell you what, I think the majority of the crowd here, Vince, unfortunately, well, there's a lot of Adams fans on the opposite side of the gym from us, a smattering of Clay fans here, but I think most of the people are Penn fans, many of whom showed up 3+ hours early to make sure they got a good seat for the marquee game tonight.
Well, if any of the Penn fans are listening, you've got time. There are plenty of seats available.
We're not being mean.
No, I'm just saying that the view you and I have is opposite the benches, and so we're looking up at the stands, and I would say that there's 25 people probably over there. But that's also the LaPorte section. And obviously they haven't gotten here yet, you know. So in time, I'm sure it'll fill right up.
Let's do the starting lineups. First for the Clay Colonials, a 5'8 sophomore guard, Robert Allen, who averaged a team-best 7.5 points a game. A 5'8 sophomore guard, Nicholas Wade. A 5'8 sophomore, a 6'4 senior forward, averaging 6.1 points, and 4.5 rebounds, Allen Presley. A 6'3 junior forward averaging 2.5 points and 2.3 rebounds, Joshua Black. And a 6'2 junior averaging 2.6 points, Tamias Hunt. Clay is coached by first-year head coach Doug Barnbrook. 15 years as an assistant at Adams High School, going up against his alma mater, also a graduate of Adams, and coached last year at IUSB. For Adams, a 6'1 senior guard averaging 12.5 points a game, Ben Foster. A 6'2 sophomore forward averaging 4.6 points and 4.3 rebounds, Lynn King. A 5'11 sophomore guard averaging 11.2 points per game, Quintez Columbus. A 6'1 sophomore guard averaging 11.6 points and 4.5 rebounds, Sidney Jeffries. And a 6'1 senior forward averaging a team best 15.6 points and 9.4 rebounds, Shaquelle Johnson. Adams is coached by second-year head coach Chad Johnston. They are 13-12 overall this year, 8-4 in the Northern Indiana Conference. Ball rack is still out there at center court.
I shouldn't be laughing, but it's like everybody's ignoring the fact that there's a giant ball rack right at mid, where they're about to jump for the tip. Finally, the refs to go ahead and pull it off. It was just funny how everybody was ignoring the fact that it was right there.
I was looking at the pen on the floor there where they had the ball rack. Clay is dressed in their road purple uniforms with yellow numbers and white trim. Adams, who wore blue Tuesday night, dressed down in home whites, blue numbers, and red trim. Johnson and Presley there at center court to jump it up, and left to right, Quintez Columbus for the Adams Eagles has the basketball. It's Jeffries on the right wing with a long arm defensively into his face from Josh Black. Columbus now over on the far side, dumps it to Johnson, who passes down to the corner. It's Foster for three. It won't go. Up strong for the offensive rebound is Lynn King, and his putback is good, and Adams is just an offensive rebound machine, Vince.
There's no question, and any team that's going to play Adams is going to have to put a body on them on the offensive side of the glass.
From the baseline, Allen Presley with a little hook shot from about 10 feet away to tie the score at 2-2. When these two teams played in the regular season, Adams won by 40-plus points, and Clay is shorthanded. They have a slew of players, five different players who are suspended, so they are not in uniform tonight. And now Sidney Jeffries from the left wing with a three gives Adams a 5-2 advantage.
Yeah, nice job coming off the screen. He ended up being wide open there on the wing for the easy three.
5-2, the Eagles lead, 6:48 to play in the Kevin Putz First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Nearly an errant pass down to the left corner. It is Allen who buries the three-pointer. So the two teams answer. Robert Allen, a 29% three-point shooter, connects, and it's 5-5.
Well, don't tell these Clay Colonials that they're outnumbered. They're doing a good job. They're not flinching at what Adams has done so far. They're to come right down, answer, and score with a score.
Really, I think the pressure is on Adams as the three-pointer misses, and the rebound is cleared by Allen Presley. When you've beaten a team by 40 points in a season and they have just four wins coming in and you are the heavy favorite, I think there's a lot more pressure on them as Clay loses the handle on the baseline and turns it over in a 5-5 game.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Clay's playing with house money. I mean, no one in this gym except maybe on the Clay sideline thinks that Clay's going to win this game, I'm sure. And so they're playing with house money. They got nothing to lose. And every one of these guys that's on the court is coming back next year. So this is valuable experience for them.
Lynn King flashes out, takes the pass, passes over to the left wing. Little up think by Columbus, who had 19 against Mishawaka Tuesday night. Lynn King with a right hand comes to the top of the key and passes to Foster on the wing. He drives toward the baseline, stops. I was about to say keeps his pivot, but he dragged it a little too much and turns it over.
Yeah, I don't think he realized which foot he originally established as his pivot, and he was still pivoting, but it was on the wrong foot, so he ends up turning it over. And I just want to add, I said everybody from Clay's coming back. Well, three out of the five guys on the floor for Adams right now are returning. They're all sophomores, along with the two seniors in Foster and Johnson.
Traveling back at the other end for Clay, and it's Adams basketball again in a tie game, 5-5, 5:38 to play in the first quarter, and head coach Doug Barnbrook kind of telling his team to settle down a little bit over there. Ben Foster on the left wing, passes to Johnson, the powerful Shaq Johnson, and he's going to be called for an offensive foul, throwing an elbow, kind of that chicken wing there to try to get around the defender, and that'll be the first foul of the game.
Well, and you don't see that called very often when you got a guy down on the block trying to put a move on a defensive player. You just don't see that called very often, especially from an undersized guy like Johnson is. He needs every move he's got in order to get through the trees.
Allen with a basketball. Robert Allen passes over and down to the right corner. It goes, coming down the baseline. Clay cut off and back outside to Allen. He dribbles to the free throw line, zips it over to his left between the legs. Goes Josh Black and back to Allen once again with Quintez Columbus picking up the defensive pressure. Here's the steal, and Columbus goes up and finger rolls it through.
Yeah, good hands by Columbus out deep in the backcourt for Clay, and he was able to take it up for the nice easy layup.
7-5, Adams leads, 4:49 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter.
You can have a reach in there by Columbus.
Back at the other end.
Yep, and that's going to be the second team foul for Adams.
And again, not that, I mean, Clay's going to feel sorry for Adams, obviously, but there's not a lot of intensity in this gym right now as a three-pointer misses. And I think that's got to hurt you as well as you tried to, I mean, because there was for both games the other night, there was a lot of energy. Missed shots at both ends, and now here comes Allen for Clay, moving right to left. Stops and passes off to Black, and he'll be called for traveling once again. Now remember, again, a lot of these Clay guys were either predominantly reserve varsity guys or junior varsity guys for most of the season tonight.
I was talking to Jalen White, who's the head JV coach for Clay in the room, because he played football for me a long time ago.
At Adams.
And I said, man, you had a really great season with your JV. He looks at me and he goes, you're going to be seeing a lot of them tonight. We both got a chuckle out of that one.
That's exactly right. Quintez Columbus flips it up in the lane. It catches the rim of the backboard and falls through. 4 for Columbus, 9 for Adams. They have a 4-point lead with 4:05 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. On the right side to Myas Hunt. He will give it up to Presley, who puts up a three that misses. And up to rip the rebound out of there is Shaq Johnson, who had 7 in the win over Mishawaka Tuesday. And now an Adams turnover goes out of bounds near the Clay cheerleaders on the far side. And we have a timeout taken on the floor. We've got a sideline reporter with us, Jesse Stiers, tonight. We'll check in with him after this timeout. 3:52 to play in the Kevin Putz first quarter. 9-5 Adams on WSBT. 9-5 Adams leads Clay coming out of the timeout, and the Colonials in purple have the basketball. Jesse Stiers camped out behind the Clay bench. What have you seen down there so far?
Yeah, Coach Barnbrook has really emphasized on defense that his players box out down in the paint and talk defensively. On the offensive end, he wants them to slow it down and minimize turnovers as much as possible.
All right, makes sense. Missed shot, and there's Shaq Johnson with an offensive rebound. Thank you very much, Jess. And you talk about Jalen White. Jesse played over at Adams with Jalen as well. We've got a big Adams connection in the building tonight.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you and I spent better part of our coaching careers in the the shadow of Adams High School, and small world around here.
That's
so
right.
You kind of get to know everybody if you live here long enough.
Shaq Johnson at the free throw line after being fouled by Allen Presley makes his first charity shot. Johnson's first point of the night. He was held to just 6 points against Mishawaka the other night. He averages 15.6 per game. Second free throw. Clanks hard off the back iron, but Columbus with the rebound. His follow is off the back iron. There is another offensive rebound by Foster. Outside Jeffries called for traveling.
Yeah, just he tried to step into that three and took one too many steps before he took that off from the wing.
See, that's my basketball career, very short-lived, but that's the only thing I could do was stand in the corner and hit a three, but there was a time or two where there's so much time because they're leaving the little white guy alone down in the corner that I would take that step myself and would get called for traveling.
Yeah, it's funny because that's exactly what I would do, and I would pretend like I was going to shoot a three and then try to drive down the baseline and then start running before I would dribble.
Right.
Now, mind you, this was many, many years ago.
10-5, Adams leads. Ben Foster down on the right block, high off the glass. Doesn't go. They fight for the rebound, and going back up, there's Shaq Johnson. Johnson will get fouled. Adams had 20 offensive rebounds in the win over Mishawaka Tuesday. From an offensive rebounding standpoint, they had a 20-6 advantage, and the second chance points were, what, around 24,
I
think?
Yeah, I mean, it just seemed like every time Adams got an offensive board, they put it back up for points. I mean, you can't give this team second chance opportunities. I mean, they are so good at capitalizing when they get those offensive boards, and there were a few trips down where they would get two and three offensive boards on one possession and come away with points. And that's demoralizing on from a defensive side of things.
Johnson misses both free throws. Lynn King nearly had another offensive board. It's off his hands and out of bounds, though. The second chance points were 22 for Adams in that win over Mishawaka. Yeah. 22-4 after out-rebounding Mishawaka. 20-6. That's just on the offensive glass. It's 10-5 here. Adams leads Clay. 2:33 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Nearly a turnover. Presley drives and nearly walked with it as Antoine Gregory is in the game, a 5'8 sophomore. And Gregory with the left hand, little penetration, kicks it out, the shot up, and it is good from the left for Tamias Hunt. Makes it 10-7 with 2:10 to play.
And that was a nice little shot just inside the three-point line. Just knocking it down. He was pretty open coming off of a screen and was just able to knock down that jumper.
Foster penetrates, kicks it outside to Lynn King. King will put it on the floor with the right hand. Cut off, shovels it inside, and traveling called again. My goodness, we could get a lot of stayover points for all these traveling calls that have been made.
I mean, on both sides. You'd almost anticipate some of these calls maybe from the Clay side with some of these guys who haven't had a lot of varsity action. But we're getting it on both sides.
Pull-up jump shot from the free throw line doesn't go. Jeffries takes the board for Adams. 10-7. The Eagles lead the Colonials. Up fake by Columbus in the right corner. To Jeffries up top and over to Foster on the left wing. Foster's three doesn't go. Crashing for the rebound was Jeffries. He didn't get it, but Columbus did. Now outside, it's Foster who puts up a three. And another offensive rebound by Shaq Johnson. He already has four boards here in the first quarter, and now five as he picks up another one after a miss.
So this will be the fourth opportunity on this possession alone for Adams to get points on the board.
On the left wing, it's Jeffries. Now Johnson posting up, turns and passes high over the defense to the right corner. It's Columbus. The three rims off. Another offensive rebound. It's King, and he powers his way up and in.
So kind of to illustrate what we just talked about, that was 1, 2, 3, 4 offensive boards, and then they come away with 2 points.
12-7 now, and a miss, and King with another rebound. Under a minute to play in the Kevin Punts of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. 12-7. Adams leads Clay in the lane. Guess what? Traveling call.
I don't know if the kids are just so excited to be playing ball or what, but it just a lot of shuffling of the feet before the ball hits the hardwood for a dribble.
These Clay guys must be listening a little bit too much to Jalen White. I mean, he's got good feet.
He does.
He was a basketball player too, but on the football field, I mean, maybe they're just watching his breeze moves a little too closely. I don't know. There's James Johnson, a 6-foot sophomore guard, a burlier player, checking in the post. He'll be down there next to Lynn King for Adams. Clay with a basketball, trailing by 5, 33 seconds to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. On the right, going behind his back is Gregory. Gets it back And we've got a foul on the floor. Bailed out the travel, potentially.
Well, and bailed out the potential carry as well. That's what it looked like to me. But I guess they're going to say hand check at the top there.
It is Chuck Worsham, who is in for the first time. Possibly the fastest player on the floor.
He impressed me on Tuesday with how quick he is, even with the basketball in his hands, just weaving in and out of traffic, making things happen. He's going to be fun to watch.
And there is a steal by Worsham, a defender in front of him. Worsham all the way, draws the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line with 16.6 seconds left in the first quarter.
He is so dangerous in the open court, man. As soon as he gets the ball, look out, because exciting things are going to happen.
Chuck Worsham, a 5'11 sophomore, scored 7 points against Mishawaka Tuesday. He averages 6.8 per game. He was just 3 for 10 from the field, and he misses his first free throw opportunity, a 63% foul shooter. And really, for Adams, the free throw shooting is probably their biggest Achilles, only a 61% free throw shooting team.
And they're dealing with a lot of youth as well. I mean, we're looking at the floor right now, 4 sophomores and 1 senior in Shaq Johnson.
Now they call a lane violation on Worsham. So,
man, kid can't catch a break.
No kidding. Well, I guess the only good thing, because it missed, is it doesn't even go as an attempt.
Good point. I will erase that, because you are correct, sir.
I can actually hear the official say, no shot. So, 12-7, Adams leads. 3 seconds to go in the Kevin Putz first quarter. Allen drives, puts it up. It won't go. Columbus with the rebound, and that will be the end of the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. 12-7. Adams leads Clay after one. We'll take a timeout and back with second quarter 4A sectional action at the Palace at Penn on WSBT. Start of the second quarter, Adams leading Clay 12-7. Jesse Steyer's our sideline reporter. Jesse, how would you, you're closer to the court than us, how would you describe the intensity down there on the floor right now?
Well, I think Clay is really trying to come about this by negating Adams. They're trying to come out with more intensity. I think Adams is struggling with intensity, but what Clay is trying to do is they're having trouble down low with the second chance points and the offensive rebounds. We saw 2 late subs at the end of the first to try to negate that offensive rebounding situation.
After a missed shot, another missed shot, and Clay with a basketball. 12-7, Adams leads the Colonials. Just 40 seconds into the second quarter.
Now Presley knocking down a 3, coming off of a screen, wide open on the wing, able to knock that down, get a little bit closer, 12-10.
So it's just a 2-point game, and now we've got a carry called on Chuck Worsham, and Clay will have the basketball.
I'll tell you what, I've been pretty impressed with the way Clay is playing. I mean, again, we talked about the fact that they've got nothing to lose. But, man, they're hanging into this game. I think Adams is coming out a little flat. Maybe that's because of the crowd and people are still piling in here as Corporation Athletic Director for South Bend, C.B. Gavin. I see him climbing up to the rafters there across the way. But I'm impressed right now with what Clay is able to do. I mean, it's a 2-point game right now in the second quarter, and they're hanging in there.
Yep, absolutely. Black with a basketball. They try to dump it inside. We're going to have a foul coming on Adams.
Adams foul, charge number 32. Team on Columbus, his first team fourth.
Looks like they're going to call that foul on Columbus.
All right, so Quintez Columbus.
Oh, the other Columbus, I'm sorry.
Oh.
32.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot there was a second Columbus, Tavon Columbus, who had just come in. 12-10. Adams leading Clay, and just one of those first halves so far, Vince.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're all catching our footing here.
Shaq Johnson on the right baseline, passes outside to the free throw line. Quintez Columbus with a jump shot that crawls through. He has 6 to lead all scorers, and it's 14-10.
Well, in the few games that we've seen, that's kind of where Quintez Columbus really dominates. It's kind of that free throw line area and in. Very athletic, get into the basket, but he likes that jump shot right around the free throw line.
Nicholas Wade brings the basketball outside and tries to put on some moves. Doesn't get anywhere. Allen Pressley with it in the right corner with Tavon Columbus guarding him. They'll pass it outside to Gregory. He lobs it inside, and a move as an Adams defender goes to the floor, and Allen Pressley is going to be called for an offensive foul.
I hate to use the F word on the air, but that looked like a flop to me. That was a nice move there by the Colonials, and I don't know, maybe he dropped his shoulder a little bit, but I just thought that was a strong move to the hoop.
There was a little bit of a shoulder drop, but then, like you said, how much of it was real contact and how much of it was the old flop?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, Vince, I mean, credit Clay, but at the same time, you don't see nearly as much intensity from Adams as you would expect to see from a team. They're really, if they want to have a chance, you know, if they win this game, one, they want to make sure they're not upset. Two, you can't just flip a switch on and off if you're thinking about taking on Penn or LaPorte tomorrow night.
Absolutely. This is a shadow so far of the team that we saw on Tuesday night playing against Mishawaka. And that game was close through three quarters.
Yeah.
They put the Cavemen away in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, there's a lot of game left to play. But just like on that last possession there, they tried the old back door, and that the entry pass was nowhere to be found. And another turnover for Adams.
14-10, down to the right corner. The left-hander puts up the three-pointer. It was Hunt out of bounds and over to the Eagles. So maybe we need to ratchet up our intensity as well.
Maybe we should.
Huh?
Maybe we should.
All right. 14-10. Adams leads and has the basketball. They've got a ton of rebounds already, but just four more points than the shorthanded Clay Colonials. An errant pass goes bouncing out of bounds in the far corner near the Clay cheerleaders.
Well, and we've kind of talked about and hit on the offensive rebound portion of the program tonight, and as we stand, unofficially of course, Adams with an 8-0 lead in that category.
Down to the block, Shaq Johnson powers his way up, and a jump ball is going to be called with Tamias Hunt down there, and Clay will have the basketball.
Yeah, good defense there. It's going to be Adams' ball on the jump ball.
Oh, okay.
But
I thought I saw him point the other way.
Yeah, good defense there by Clay, able to kind of put the ball right back where it came from when Shaq tried to go up with it.
Inbound Columbus, middle of the lane, pulls up and has it blocked. Rebound, though, by Foster, comes down the baseline, and a foul is going to be called.
Let's see.
I believe that was Tamias Hunt who blocked that shot. He went up to get it. Some of the Clay guys on the far side of the court looking on. Clay and LaPorte, I see a few orange sweatshirts and jackets as well, speckled around the palace here at Penn. Orange, of course,
for LaPorte.
The base color of LaPorte for those who didn't know.
Again, not to be confused with Corporation Athletic Director C.B. Gavin, who's got his black and orange letter jacket on, but that's for South Bend Central.
Ah. Missed three-pointer by Foster. The rebound is taken by Antoine Gregory. 14-10, Adams leads Clay, and there is a steal by Ben Foster, who is Ancilla College bound. They turn it right back over, though. Missed shot inside by Clay, and Quintez Columbus up for his fourth rebound. Foster slow to get up as he kind of went into the metal bleachers on the far side of the floor. He'll limp a little bit over to the bench, and Kyron McClatchy will come in.
Yeah, he went into the stands trying to save a ball and try to throw it off of a Clay player. Clay ended up with the ball, but it looks like he hit his tailbone on the bleachers on the way down. So he'll get a little bit of treatment. I'm sure he'll be back in the game.
4.5 to play in the first half. It's Adams 14, Clay 10. Shaq Johnson powers his way down the left baseline and then bulls his way up and in.
Yeah, that was a nice move because when he dribbled, he was underneath the basket for a tough shot, but was able to push back and use his body as a to push the defender back and go up strong.
Here is Jeffries rather, with the steal and the drive and the easy basket. A quick four-point burst for Adams gives the Eagles an 18-10 advantage, their biggest of the first half. 4:06 to play in the first half. It is Adams 18, Clay 10. A timeout on the floor on 96.1 WSBT. Adams leads Clay 18-10. 4:06 to play in the first. Jesse Stiers was down by the Adams bench just a little second ago. Anything to report from there, Jess?
Yeah, it looked like Foster was having lower back issues, straining down into his upper leg. He was leaving the court to go get stretched out, but more by the trainers.
All right, thank you very much. And he looked his way back to the bench as Clay nearly turned the ball over at half court. A substitution made as Nance comes in and Robert Allen, or Nance sits down and Robert Allen comes back in, rather. Under four to play in the first half. Gregory with the basketball. Now to Latwan Smith making his first appearance. Down the left baseline, a block shot. Shaq Johnson got a piece of it and then took it out of there as well. Adams by eight. Here comes Columbus. Attacks the basket. Won't go. Rebound fought for. Taken by Johnson, and he'll be fouled going back up. Yet another offensive rebound for the Eagles.
Yep, another offensive board. Going up strong, getting fouled, and going back to the line. If Shaq Johnson can hit some of his free throws, his point total is going to be through the roof tonight.
Absolutely. He's only 1-for-4 at the free throw line. And he has made one basket as well. He's a 56% free throw shooter. He makes this one to give him 4 points. And as you would imagine, as a post player like that, he has the most free throw attempts. He's now got 135 this season, but he has only made 75 of them. Johnson dribbling at the line and looking down, a deep knee bend, puts it up, and that one goes swish. He heard us talking.
There you go. He knows.
That's how it goes.
He's a senior. He knows that he's going to have to capitalize on his trips to the floor, but with that free throw, Adams goes up 20-10, so they've doubled up the Colonials up to this point. 10-0 run. Or no, an 8-0 run, I believe, at this point.
Starting to pull away a little bit. Let's see if Clay can hang tough as Allen dribbles away from pressure, and he will pass it to Hunt. And now back outside. The ball is poked away once again as Allen takes it on the left wing. And we're all just going to stand in one spot. Clay down to the right corner. Outside Hunt. Who ended up hitting the shot?
That would be Gregory for Clay. Hit a three-pointer from the top of the key. Everybody kind of forgot about him. I think he's the smallest man on the floor right now.
we have a traffic way right to our left as we overlook. We're on the far right-hand side of the court, and there's a walkway right beside us. So,
and it's apparently a great place just to hang out.
Yeah, just to stand and stop right at the walkway to the left of the guys doing the radio.
Yeah, because you and I are so tall, we can see over everyone.
That's right. And they even gave us these these nice stools to sit on, so we're elevated a little bit. Here's a three-point drive by Allen that's an air ball. King with the Adams rebound, his fourth. Adams leads by seven with 2:28 to play in the first half. Bounce pass inside, Shaq Johnson double team to King in the corner. Outside it goes, Worsham at the top of the key. Over to the left as Adams swings it around. McClatchy comes into the lane, puts it up, won't go. Johnson with a rebound, and he powers it up and in.
Yeah, just another offensive board there for Johnson, making his presence known underneath.
Shaq Johnson with seven rebounds in the first half. He's already matched his total from the Mishawaka game. And now we have a foul coming on Sidney Jeffries for the Adams Eagles.
Fouls are starting to pile up here a little bit. There's so far five on Adams and six on Clay with still 2 minutes to go in the half.
22-13, 2:01 to play in the first half. Adams leads by nine. Biggest lead has been 10. They led 20-10 just a moment ago. Allen with a basketball for Clay. Tried to come inside but then pulls it back outside. It's Gregory as he crosses over and goes to the right. Zips it down to the corner. The three-pointer coming, and the three-pointer is good for James Johnson.
Out of nowhere. I mean, James Johnson was just camped out over there in the corner and kind of a cross-court pass, and he caught it in front of the free throw, or in front of the three-point line, stepped back, drained it from the corner.
And he, coming into this game, according to the Clay stats we received, averaging 0 points and did not have any three-pointers this season.
Well, when you average zero, that means that's probably the first points he's ever had on a varsity floor.
Exactly right, because otherwise you're at least going to average .1 or
right,
something.
Right.
Foul was called in an air ball by Jeffries on his free throw try. That goes out of bounds.
Oh, that was a 1-1 attempt.
That was a front end of a 1-1, and it went out of bounds. The foul was called on Robert Allen. That was his second. Minute and a half to play in the first half, and this one is just helter-skelter right now, Vince.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was a, I guess we'll call it an errant pass, although it looked like the receiver of the pass didn't want anything to do with it, and it went out of bounds. So, there you go.
Minute 29 to play in the first half as Clay denies the inbound pass. They were trying to find Shaq Johnson, and it goes out of bounds on the near corner.
Hey.
We're just going to go corner to corner, baseline to baseline.
We're testing out all the inbound plays.
That's right.
Making sure they all work.
Into the speedy Chuck Worsham. He won't have room to run here in the half court. Off a screen from Johnson. Goes to the right. Stops and passes back outside. Top of the key. The three-pointer doesn't go. Rebound out of bounds. Johnson couldn't corral it. And it's going to be Clay basketball with a minute 17 to play in the first.
Yeah, there's, you know, Adams is up, what, 5-6 points at the moment. But there just doesn't seem to be a sense of urgency, really. I guess I'll say for either team, but more so for Adams. There was a little bit of full court pressure there a little while ago, but they backed that off, you know, only with a 6-point lead. So I guess we'll see where we go into halftime here.
Minute 8 to play in the first half. To the corner, it is Johnson. Johnson, who hit a 3 just a moment ago, bounces it inside, knocked out of bounds by Lynn King, rather. The purple-clad Clay Colonials will inbound on the baseline. It's been 10 years since Clay last won a sectional championship. A missed three-pointer, but the follow-up rebound goes for James Johnson, working on a career night here in the second quarter.
Man, he had his career night a couple possessions ago, and he's just adding to it.
Now it's just a 4-point game. Adams nearly turns it over, but they get a loose ball back from the wing. Worsham's three doesn't go. Rebound to Johnson. He's all over the place right now. Clay now with 35 seconds to go in the first half. A chance to go into the locker room down by just one possession, but instead a turnover. And here comes Foster. He'll give it off to King. It rims around and down. A steal in the driving bucket.
Well, and a nice look there by Foster to the streaking King, like you said, because he probably could have taken it in himself, but King had a better look at it.
So now it's 24-18 with 9 seconds to play in the first half. To the corner, it's Johnson. The big man camped out down there, and he loses it out of bounds on the far side. 3.2 seconds left. Adams by 6, and the Eagles will have a chance to add to their lead before halftime.
Well, and that's where experience got, you know, kind of got the best of Johnson, because that ball was going out of bounds on Adams, and he went and tried to save it and ended up stepping on the out of bounds line as he grabbed the basketball. So now it's going to be Adams' ball out of bounds.
Inbound here is Worsham, and he will step out of bounds on the far side of the floor. He had a defender there who kind of redirected him over there. So good defense. Credit that to Clay, but not the best decision probably to dribble that direction in the first place.
Probably not. I mean, the out of bounds is that next defender. Yep. You don't want to get yourself trapped over there.
Now 1.1 seconds. Clay inbounds. The catch. Johnson with the heave, and it does not hit the mark. Halftime is here, and Adams leads Clay 24-18 in a lethargic first half at the Palace at Penn. We will take a timeout when we come back. Of course, a lot of other sectional action around the area tonight. In the 3A over at Washington, you've got Marion and John Glenn, and then Washington and Culver Academy, the defending state champs tonight. In 4A, you've got Elkhart Central against Warsaw, Northridge against Plymouth. Also at Portage, the sectional this one is matched up with, Michigan City against Chesterton, Valparaiso against Kankakee Valley. So we'll see what kind of updates Mr. Matt Embry can get at halftime. 24-18, Adams leads Clay by 6 at the half. After the U.S. Signcrafter scoreboard show, Vince and I will be back with halftime statistics. You're listening to 4A IHSAA sectional basketball from Penn, brought to you by Bethel College and the Bethel College Athletic Department, a 96.1 WSBT. Getting ready to start the second half with Adams leading Clay 24-18 as the two teams take the floor. to start the second half. Clay will be moving from left to right with Vince D'Addario, Sean Stiers, Matt Embry back in the studio. A few more Penn fans trickling in as their game gets closer and closer. Of course, it's listed as a 7:30 tip-off. There's no way this game is that game is tipping off at 7:30.
No,
a couple missed shots by Clay and Ben Foster with the Adams rebound. From the left wing, Foster's three rims off. Rebound taken by Clay. It is Tamias Hunt who pulled it down. The Colonials wearing their purple road uniforms with yellow numbers. Pull up right baseline, and the jump shot good for Robert Allen.
Yeah, nice drive there by Allen. They thought he was going all the way to the rim. He holds up, hits a nice, easy little jumper, nothing but the bottom of the net, but pulls the Colonials to within four.
24-20 now in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Missed shot by King, but the tip-in is good for Quintez Columbus, who leads the Eagles with eight after he led them with 19 in Tuesday's win over Mishawaka. Now Columbus deflects a pass, looks up court. Nobody there as he zips it down low for Jeffries. Now to the trailing Shaq Johnson right through the lane. The layup is good.
Oh, that was nice ball movement there by the Eagles. Three quick tip passes. Finds a streaking Johnson for the easy layup.
King gets in place defensively, but a dish off. And Allen Presley with a little put in. He averages 6.1 a game, and now he has 10 points tonight. It is just a six-point game as Shaq Johnson misses, but then saves the rebound and passes it outside. King with a three-pointer that doesn't go. Antoine Gregory with the Clay rebound. Now a whistle, and we're going to have a foul on Ben Foster.
I believe that's going to be his first foul, as well as the first team foul of the half.
Len King putting up that three a moment ago. His only 3 points against Mishawaka Tuesday came on a three-pointer, a rare three-pointer for him. Just his 10th. Now here's a steal, and Foster, two on one, traveling call.
And that's a good call. I mean, he was kind of in the middle. I would wonder what was going on through his head, but he was about to go up for the layup, decided he was going to stop and dish, but he couldn't put the air brakes on quick enough, shuffled the feet right underneath the basket there, and called the travel.
It was a good decision. He had numbers, and he was trying to wrap around pass, but like you said, he just couldn't keep his footing well enough. As Allen drives, he'll draw a foul on Quintez Columbus.
I'll tell you what, Allen's kind of taking control of this game here for Clay. When he's got the ball in his hands, he's quick. He's making some good decisions with it. He's driven, pulling up for the jumper. Now he's going to have a chance to shoot Clay's first free throws of the game.
Robert Allen, a 64% free throw shooter. He has 5 points. Already has two here in the second quarter, and the ball spins around the cylinder and pops out on his first free throw try.
Doesn't get much closer than that and still miss, I'll tell you what.
I mean, when you look at this roster, you've got almost all sophomores playing in this game with one senior and a couple of juniors as Allen hits the second. And again, there's a slew, five different suspended Clay players. That's part of the reason for the youth. A five-point game now. King down on the right corner. The three is short. Up for the rebound. Getting it is Tamias Hunt, and he draws a foul as well.
Yeah, good job boxing out by Hunt. Able to get two Eagles on his back, and they're going to end up calling Jeffries for the over-the-back call there. But great job. He boxed out two guys in order to get that rebound.
Now, if you're Clay and you're down by five, you've got a chance to make it a one-possession game as Columbus denies the inbound and punches it right out of bounds. You could be getting a lot of confidence right now. You cut this to a two- or three-point game.
Doug Barnbrook is an absolute professional. He's an excellent coach. He's got to be trying very hard not to just smile ear to ear right now because his team is playing well.
To the corner, the three bounces on the rim and off. It was nearly in there, but Shaq Johnson goes up to take the rebound, and at the other end, an offensive foul is coming on Adams.
That's going to be the second on Foster. Again, kind of a close call there, but he stopped, hunched his body down, looked like he dropped his shoulder. A Clay guy goes down. They're going to call the offensive foul.
Allen Presley is the only Clay player in uniform tonight who is a senior. He's ready to cue the inbound down on the baseline. Clay down by five. with 5:23 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Presley has it. Lynn King back guarding him as Presley comes through traffic. Loose ball is knocked out down in the deck. It's finally scooped up by Antoine Gregory for Clay. And now a steal, and up court it comes to Worsham, who lays it in with a left hand.
Oh, and that was just the ball is kind of all over the place, kind of ping-ponging around, and Worsham just ended up as the recipient of a easy drive and layup.
About four different players had a chance to get it at one point or another. Now a foul on Quintez Columbus. That'll be his third with 4:58 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see a substitution here, and with three fouls with just under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
And now another foul on the inbound as...
And they're going to call that on Jeffries, and that's going to be his third.
And I don't think I agree with that, because he had the inside position. All he was doing was going up to try to get the steal, and there happened to be a player behind him, and so there was some contact, and they called that.
And so now you've got six team fouls on Adams and zero on Clay.
Left-hand dribble to the elbow. The pull-up jump shot is good for Tamias Hunt, and Clay is down 30-25. Into the lane, Quintez Columbus loses the handle with his left hand, and a whistle and another foul is called.
And obviously, when you're a coach or a player, you want consistency from the referees. And they are consistently calling this game super close on both ends.
Yeah. Whether it's fouls or traveling.
Man, they are not
letting... We must have had eight traveling calls in the first half.
They are
half.
Not letting anything go by, let me tell you. They don't get paid by the call. I don't know if they realize that.
On the inbound, the put in is good by Tavon Columbus, his first bucket of the night. He was scoreless against Mishawaka Tuesday. And Adams now leads by seven with 4:33 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. The well-dressed Doug Barnbrook, the Clay coach, directing his team, and an offensive foul coming against the Colonials.
Okay. There would offensive foul, yes.
I'm still waiting.
They're going to call it on Gregory, and he was the only one.
Was it a foul, or was it just a three-second call?
Oh, maybe that's what it was, because I don't see them putting anything
up. Yeah, we
never
saw it. It must have just been a three-second.
Right.
So we kind of look back the other way for a second, and now... Never miss an opportunity to call a foul after the rebound. Another one is called. It's the second on Tavon Columbus. And when you look at team fouls, it's now seven on Adams, one on Clay here on the second half.
Well, and you've got three on Columbus. You've got two on the other Columbus. And you've got three on Jeffries. And they all play the same position. So that's going to be tough. I mean, Coach Johnston's going to have to start looking down his bench if this gets any worse.
The left-handed Josh Black at the free throw line sinks the first free throw. He's just a 44% free throw shooter. That makes it 32-26. Trying to cut it a little closer as he hits the second one. Black goes 2-for-2 at the charity stripe, and it's a 5-point game again with 4:15 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Entry pass for Johnson. Didn't handle it cleanly. Tracks it down low to the right of the lane. Pull up at the free throw line. Columbus draws the foul.
And he was going right back to that free throw line jumper that he loves so much. And he stopped, popped, and he was able to draw the foul. And he's going to go to the line to shoot a pair.
Alan Presley will be whistled for his third, and that'll be the second on Clay here in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Columbus to the free throw line. He has 8 points tonight. This will be his first free throw attempt. It goes swish. He has nine. He's a 78% free throw shooter. He was 3-for-4 at the line against Mishawaka Tuesday. We've got Penn and LaPorte coming up after this one tonight in game four of this 4A sectional. And of course, we'll be here tomorrow night as well for the championship game at 7:30. Columbus goes 2-for-2 at the stripe. He has 10, and the Adams lead is up to 7. Now, right in front of the Adams bench, the ball goes out of bounds, and Clay, did they turn it over? Yes, they did. Inbound goes to Columbus, halfway through the Rossini's Pizza third. Worsham driving down the left baseline. Tried to go reverse. Wouldn't go. Tavon Columbus, though, with the offensive rebound on the putback to make it 36-27.
And that was a nice follow by Columbus to get in there and get that rebound and go up strong. Nobody put a body on him, and he came flying in from the top of the key to lay that one in.
Went out of bounds, and now we wait. Was Clay trying to make a substitution? Yes, they were. Robert Allen, 5'8 sophomore, will come back in. Nicholas Wade sitting down. Bounce pass comes into Allen. He was trapped down in the left corner, and that's something Adams is going to do. You get yourself down there, you're going to get a trap pretty quickly, and Allen bounced it off an Adams player's foot, and it went back out of bounds.
And if you're Chad Johnston here, the head coach at Adams, I mean, I love the fact he's pulling out the full court pressure here. I mean, let's do something to spark your team.
Get some energy going.
They need a spark right now.
Yep. As they hound Allen coming up court, a steal. Columbus has it. Columbus over to Columbus. Quintez to Tavon, and Tavon with the layup. All six of his points here in the third quarter, and it's an 11-point lead, and the pressure continues by the Adams defense, and Chad Barnbrook smartly uses a timeout to try to resettle his team. 3:25 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. It's Adams 38, Clay 27 on 96.1 WSBT. The Sports Radio, Sean Stiers at the Palace at Penn, 38-27. Adams leads Clay with 3:25 to play in the third, and our sideline man, Jesse Stiers, down on the court. What's going on?
Well, Coach Johnston was not happy with the referees. He feels like that things have really become ticky-tacky, that guys aren't allowed to play physical, and Coach Barnbrook took that timeout in order to try to negate the press that Adams is putting on right now.
So we'll see how that goes. Thank you very much, Jess. As Adams has, as Vince said, been pressing for the last few possessions, and it's gone from about a 5-point game up to 11 really quickly. Robert Allen drives and draws a foul. The Colonial will go back to the free throw line.
Well, they're going to call that on Quintez Columbus, and that's going to be his fourth, and there's still 3:15 left in the third quarter.
And he is their third leading scorer at 11.2. Actually, their fourth leading scorer at 11.2 per game, and that's the fortunate thing for Adams is they at least have some depth with their scoring.
For sure, yeah. It looks like McClatchy's going to come back in, and you know, we saw him kind of make an impact on Tuesday coming in and shooting a couple of threes. So, you know, he's got some experience and a good idea probably to sit Quintez here for a little bit.
Allen hits both free throws to make it 38-29. Here comes Chuck Worsham. A little jump into the lane. Shot won't go. Rebound by Clay. And a jump ball is going to be called.
Yeah, interesting call there. I mean, it looked like a clean rebound, and there we go. It's going to stay with Adams.
38-29 with 3:03 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Out of bounds, and Clay will toss it back in. Now punched out of there. Worsham got it, but saved back into the hands of Allen. He drives the baseline. Won't go. It's out of bounds, and Clay will keep it.
Well, a couple offensive boards there for the Colonials. Making a statement over here. They're not ready to throw in the towel quite yet. A lot of basketball here yet to play.
38-29, 2:56 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter as more and more fans come through and find their seats. Inbound, and the put in is good by Josh Jackson. Down to a 7-point game again after it got up to 11. Worsham spots Foster down to the right corner. Crossover drives down the baseline, up and no good. Rebound out of bounds. It'll stay with the Eagles.
That was a good take by Foster, too. He had his defender up in the air on a shot fake, excuse me, from the corner. Drove right down the baseline, just couldn't get that layup to crawl in.
Inbound down to the left corner to Foster as he comes inside. It won't go. And it goes out of bounds and back to Clay.
And again, I have been very, very impressed with Ben Foster and the way he's able to drive to the basket. He's just not capitalizing on his opportunities. The ball just will not go through the cylinder for him. I mean, but great job getting to the hoop.
Clay breaks the press from the right wing. The three rattles off, and Tavon Columbus with the Adams rebound. Latwan Smith put it up there, and the layup for Worsham is
pretty
good.
Pretty drive by Worsham. He was able to kind of almost look like a Euro step, kind of going up and over and in under for the layup at the front of the rim. So they're going to call that foul on Worsham. And it looks like Allen's going to go to the line.
It is up and good. Allen now is 4 out of 5 at the free throw line tonight. He's just a 64% foul shooter. .210 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third, with Adams leading Clay 40-33. Outside, McClatchy puts up the three-pointer. It won't go. Rebound to Clay, but off the hands of Antoine Gregory and out of bounds, and Adams gets it right back.
I'll tell you what, Allen has proven himself to be a pretty heady player tonight. I mean, he's doing what he has to do to put points on the board. I mean, he's the first Colonial into double digits tonight with 10 points. I believe that ties him for the lead in scoring on both teams. So, I mean, he's doing a heck of a job trying to lead this Clay team to the upset.
Adams inbounds with a minute 53 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third, 40-33. Eagles on top, pull up from the free throw line. Doesn't go for McClatchy. The rebound down to Clay. It was taken out of there by Presley, their lone senior in the lineup tonight. Robert Allen with a basketball, trying to drive on Worsham, draws the foul as he goes behind his back.
Well, that's going to be the third on Chuck Worsham. And the fouls are piling up on Adams. That puts Clay into the double bonus. So two free throws from here on out with still a minute 32 left to go in the third period.
We're just a little bit after 7 o'clock on 96.1 WSBT South Bend, the sports leader, as Allen hits his first free throw.
Allen, 6 of 7 so far from the line tonight.
He's lighting it up.
Yeah.
A bend of the knees by Allen. He puts it up and hits the second one as well. Now with 11 points, his last 6 have come at the line. To the left corner, McClatchy. Knocked out of bounds. And it's just a 5-point game again with a minute 21 to play in the third. He has 12 points. What is he at the free throw line now?
He is 7 of 8.
All right. Yeah, so his last 7 have come at the line.
But he's forcing the issue. I mean, he's getting to the free throw line based on driving to the basket and doing a great job of capitalizing from the line.
Minute 15 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Adams, which beat this Clay team 85-43 during the regular season when Clay was at full strength, has been unable to pull away from these Colonials. A drive on the right side of the lane by McClatchy, and he's able to lay it in off the glass.
Yeah, it was a nice move, kind of contorted his body as he went to the right side of the glass, able to put that up high off the window for the two.
From the right wing, the three doesn't go, and Lynn King clears his fifth rebound. 42 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third, and there's a three from the left corner by Tavon Columbus, who now has 9 points all here in the third.
Yeah, he's been lighting it up. I mean, he's not used to getting, I don't think, this many minutes, but with all the foul trouble that the other Eagles are in, he's getting some serious time on the floor.
His brother Quintez allowing him to have some more playing time.
Absolutely.
Because of his foul trouble. And now we're going to have an offensive foul on Clay.
And they're going to call that one on Smith.
There he is. Haven't called his name very much tonight.
No.
12 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. It's a 10-point Adams lead. Worsham tried the drive. Loose ball, and a jump ball is called.
And it's going to go over to Clay.
Substitution for play number four, Robert Allen back in the lineup. 45-35. Clay will have it back with 7.1 seconds to play in the third.
And apparently we're just going to
chill out.
Chill and wait, you know. Build the anticipation.
There's the inbound, and Allen steps out of bounds right in front of Chad Johnston in the Eagle bench.
Coach Johnston made that call before the officials did, wondering if he was going to get it. And when he did, he, you know, extra clap of the hands there.
We have a timeout taken with 5.1 seconds to play in the third quarter. With Adams leading by five. Jesse, you've been down there on the Adams side. I guess you're probably seeing kind of what we're seeing down here. There just really seems to be not just a lack of fluidity, but a lack of overall intensity out there on the floor tonight for a sectional semifinal.
Yeah, I think Adams is really struggling to find that intensity, and Coach Johnston is very upset about it on the sideline. He's challenging his players to finish at the hoop and to finish this game.
All right, thank you very much. We'll see if Adams can do that. We haven't seen a lot of that so far. I mean, that first quarter, they were dominating on the boards and just seemed to be dominating play. But then about midway through the first quarter, everything seemed to taper. You do have to wonder, as you've mentioned, Vince, as closely as this game is called, how that's affecting things a little bit.
Absolutely. And in general,
here's the inbound, and Worsham didn't mean to start a thought, because then right then we got the inbound, of course.
Exactly.
Worsham draws the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line.
What I was going to say is, in any game, when you have this many stoppages of play, whether it be turnovers, whether it be fouls being called, and in this game we've had both in abundance, it's hard to get into a rhythm, you know, and no matter what team you are. And I think both teams are struggling to get into a rhythm.
Tamias Hunt, with his second foul, sends Worsham to the line. Worsham bounces it hard off the lip on his first free throw opportunity. Worsham was just 3 for 10 from the floor, including three missed three-pointers Tuesday night against Mishawaka. He has 4 points tonight. Another free throw coming with 2.5 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. He misses another. A rebound by Clay. And that will be the end of the Rossini's Pizza third. 45-35, the third quarter mercifully comes to a close, and we'll go to the fourth with Adams leading by 10. This is 4A sectional basketball presented by Bethel College and the Bethel Athletics Department on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Start of the fourth quarter, Adams with the basketball, leading Clay 45-35. Chuck Worsham, little fake, steps outside to Jeffries between the circles. Back to Worsham once again. Down to the block. Tavon Columbus whistled for an offensive foul.
I just think those offensive foul calls are just a little quick on the whistle, man.
You said it earlier. It's like you can't tell me that these guys can blow to the floor that easily.
Right, exactly.
These are strong 16 to 18-year-old kids. Come on. It's flop city out there. Missed shot, and here comes Chuck Worsham after the rebound for Adams. The Eagles lead by 10. Tavon Columbus
and
called for traveling.
Well, going back to the flopping, I don't even necessarily blame the players, because they're going to get every single call at this point. Every time a defender hits the floor, they're getting the charge. So, you know, I guess you go with it.
A blocked shot by Clay goes out of bounds. Who's going to inbound? I guess
attention.
They're going to say it was actually last touched by Adams. It looked from here like Clay got it. Inbound to the corner. The three doesn't go. Rebound Worsham and Adams. A turnover quickly as Clay gets it back, and going up for the basket, Tamias Hunt, and Tavon Columbus is going to be called for a foul on the block.
Adams on the charge for 32, Tavon Columbus is fourth.
Yeah, it's going to be his fourth.
That's what's crazy. We talked about it. Quintez Columbus had to sit down with four fouls, so Tavon Columbus seeing more action, and now he has four fouls, and at the free throw line, Tamias Hunt rattles the first one down.
And after all this back and forth, it's still a single-digit lead for the Eagles.
7:04 to play in the game. It's only a 45-36 game, and now 45-37 as Hunt hits both free throws. Adams has been unable to pull away. Their biggest lead has been 11. Drive down the left baseline. Sidney Jeffries is fouled for Adams, and he'll go to the line.
This will only be the sixth team foul on Clay.
The foul is called on Joshua Black, who's called for his third. Did he hit that first free throw?
He certainly did.
Yes, man. It's just one of those nights, Vince.
I know.
Penna LaPorte coming up after this, after a missed second free throw. Clay had the rebound, and now we've got a tie-up on the floor unless a foul is coming out of this.
I never saw a call actually made.
Just a whistle.
I guess we're going to assume it was a jump ball, and they're going to say that it's going to go to Clay.
6:49 to play in the fourth quarter. It's Adams 46, Clay 37. Inbound goes to Robert Allen for Clay. Guarded in backcourt, brings it to the top of the key, spins and passes it to the right to Tamias Hunt. Hunt with a step back three-pointer. The lefty puts up an air ball. The rebound, Sidney Jeffries. Jeffries with a loose ball back at the other end. Still loose. Picked up by Shaq Johnson. It won't go. Jeffries with a rebound and gets fouled going back up. That is the most continuous action I think we've had all night, Vince.
And it ended with a whistle. Shocker.
That's right.
And
like you see, like if you watch a college game sometimes, you know, the play will continue forever. And you'll go, like, right through a scheduled media timeout.
Sure.
There's no way that would happen.
Not
if we
chance.
Had media timeouts in this.
Not a chance, my friend. We can barely get a breath in, and there's another whistle.
Jeffries hit the first free throw and sinks the second as well. He has 8 points. And is 3 of 4 at the line.
And one more foul on Clay, and Adams is going to be shooting free throws. So
loose ball, and it goes out of bounds at the other end.
So it'll really slow things down for us.
So Clay to inbound on the baseline as Presley steps on the end and Kingsman on the baseline. Bounce pass underneath. It rims around, and it crawls through for Joshua Black, who now has 6 points. And he makes it a 9-point game. Clay is hanging right in there after losing by 42 points to these Eagles in the regular season. An easy missed layup by by Quintez Columbus, who's back in the game playing with four fouls.
And now you got two Columbi in the game at the same time.
Both with four fouls.
Both with four fouls. That is correct.
5:54 to play in the fourth quarter. Inbound, and there's Tavon Columbus. Jumper from the right elbow doesn't go. Rebound to James Johnson. Clay coming back the other way, down by 9. A chance to get a little closer. Up faking from the right elbow. Johnson sinks it from there.
Yeah, and a career high for Johnson.
I mean, everything from point one was a career high.
Absolutely, but he's got 7 tonight.
Came into the game averaging 0 points per game, but his jumper makes it a 7-point game. Tavon Columbus across the lane to the right. Shaq Johnson spins into the lane. Up fake and then goes up on the second pump and is able to lay it in.
Yeah, a nice little spin move there in the lane. Able to go up and make it happen.
5:13 to play in the fourth quarter. It's Adams 50. Shorthanded Calais, 41. No matter what happens tonight, no matter how things have been called on the floor, whether we say consistently or not, it's at least, for the most part, I think, been called consistently both ways.
No question.
So, I mean, you do still have to tip your hat to Doug Barnbrook and his crew for how they've come out here tonight and hung in there.
And the kids are going to adapt the way the game is called. And like we said, the defenders are hitting the deck quick, looking for the charge, because that's how things are being called. And that's how you play the game.
Allen on the right from 10. Pulls up, won't go. Lynn King with the Adams rebound. Under 5 to play in the fourth quarter, 50-41. Columbus through the lane, knocked away from him and out of bounds. It'll be Adams basketball.
And a good job by Clay there. Columbus had a wide open lane to the basket, and a couple of guys from Clay got their hands in there and able to strip it away, so he didn't have an easy layup.
Adams by 9, has the basketball. Inside Shaq Johnson. Johnson down on the block, has it stripped away from him, and it goes into the hands of James Johnson, who has scored all 7. He's scored 5 in the first half, has 7 for the game. Just under 4.5 remaining. Antoine Gregory gets double teamed, and the loose ball is picked up by Columbus, drives and lays it in, and a foul as well.
And a nice take there by Columbus, picking up the loose ball, going all the way to the other end and taking up strong through contact, and a chance at 3-point play.
52-41 with a foul called on Gregory. That's his first of the night. Somehow, how does someone who's been out there for at least half the game pick up his first foul? How many total fouls have we seen called tonight, Vincenzo?
Let's see here. 33 total fouls.
33 fouls.
Yes, 17 against Adams and 14 against Clay.
33.
Yes, sir.
Quintez Columbus hit the second free throw to convert the 3-point play. It's a 12-point Eagle lead again with 4:04 remaining here in the ball game. Allen puts up the 3. It hits the lip. Columbus. Quintez with a rebound. Drives all the way. Puts it up. Won't go. Shaq Johnson is there to clean up the miss. He has a double-double. 13 points and 10 rebounds. And just like that, the Eagles are up to their biggest lead of the night, 55-41, 3:51 to play in the fourth quarter, and we have a timeout on the floor. You're listening to 4A Sectional Basketball from Penn High School, presented by Bethel and the Bethel Athletic Department on WS. Adams by 14 with 3:51 to play in the fourth quarter. Jesse Stiers, our sideline reporter. I think, Jess, if we put you on the floor, you'd get your money's worth with 33 fouls called tonight, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think every player on the court right now is just trying to drive to the hoop, hoping that they're going to get the foul called. I don't blame the players, like Vince was saying. I mean, it's how the refs are calling the game, so you got to play to the advantage.
That's exactly right. A 14-point lead for Adams. That is their biggest of the night as they finally start to pull away. Offensive rebound by Johnson. He flips it up court to Jeffries, who throws it down.
And finally, something to get this crowd a little bit excited about, the one-handed slam on the fast break.
There's Johnson again, and quickly he gets it to Quintez Columbus. He was thinking about maybe an alley-oop with Foster cutting through the lane. Now Sidney Jeffries dishes off to Johnson, and he'll draw a foul.
No, he didn't. Not a foul.
What's the over-under the rest of the way?
That one's going to be called on Hunt, which is going to be his third foul, and send Johnson to the line to shoot a pair. So if there's been...
Yeah, I felt like both games Tuesday, by the way, were really well officiated.
Oh, absolutely. No question.
I should say that. Shaq Johnson, and there were 33 fouls actually called in that Mishawaka-Adams game, which surprises me, but that's what, 34 now in this game that we've got?
That
we've still
correct.
Got 3:20 to play?
Well, yeah, and I was actually talking to a few people after both games on Tuesday, and we were trying to come up with reasons that, you know, one game went one way or the other, and the bottom of the list was officiating. I mean, there's no way officiating had anything to do with the outcome of either game.
Johnson goes 1 of 2 at the free throw line, 14 points and unofficially 11 rebounds. In the right corner, the three-pointer for Clay is an air ball. Lynn King with the rebound. Adams now by 17 with 3:05 remaining. Quintez Columbus A little probe and then backs it out from the top of the key. And that's, we should also say, that Mishawaka game. It was only a 9-point game going into the fourth quarter, but Adams ended up winning going away 61-37. A drive by Quintez Columbus. The layup is short. The rebound is taken by Clay. Underneath, waiting for the defense to fly by, was Presley, and then it gets swatted out of bounds.
That was a great drive by Columbus, and the shot was just a little short. I believe it hit the crotch of the rim to bring back a term from earlier in the season.
The Brian Miller basketball term. Turnover Clay with a basketball. Jeffries bounces it off, and here's Shaq Johnson with a driving layup.
And nice body control there by Johnson, able to scoop up that low pass and get up there without putting the ball on the floor and dropping it for two.
Now the lead is 19 for Adams as they methodically pull away here in the fourth quarter. Clay is stuck in there. Got it down to single digits a couple times here in the second half. Sidney Jeffries is going to be whistled for his fourth.
Yes, sir, fourth foul. That's going to put Allen back on the line again,
where he is 7 out of 8 and has scored his last 7 points. Now make it 8 out of 9 and his last 8 points as he hit the first one.
But he leads the Colonials in points right now with 13.
It's 60-42 with 2:09 remaining. Allen's next free throw is good. Chuck Worsham will come in as Quintez Columbus sits down with 2:09 remaining and Adams leading 60-43. Doug Barnbrook, the Clay coach, a longtime Adams assistant. He graduated from Adams in 1998, helped the Eagles under Pat King win a sectional championship that year. A drive by Ben Foster and a blocking foul is going to be called on Clay.
Yeah, tough call there for if you're a Clay Colonial fan. I mean, that pretty much looked like every other drive to the basket that was called an offensive foul. But in any case, they're going to call a block, and they're going to send Foster to the line to shoot a pair.
And that's, I mean, honestly, I was waiting for him to say offensive foul. Foster is scoreless tonight. He averages 12.5 a game. First free throw too strong. He scored 8 Tuesday against Mishawaka. Chad Barnbrook, his first season as a head coach, was an assistant at Adams from 2002 to 2017. Foster hit the second free throw for his only point of the night. And as an assistant, Adams won sectionals in 2012, 2013, and 2017 under Milt Cooper with Barnbrook assisting. Sidney Jeffries just a layup. He has 11. The Adams lead is 20 at 63-43. Allen has it stripped, gets it back, puts it up. It won't go. Offensive rebound, and the flip in is good for Allen Presley.
And a nice job by Presley getting that box out, putting up the offensive board. Two offensive boards on that possession for Clay. Coming away with points.
1:10 to play in the ball game. Adams about to move on as Chuck Worsham drives. He misses the layup. The rebound is taken by Presley. That is his fifth. And we're going to have wholesale substitutions coming up for the Adams Eagles, just like they did Tuesday at the end of that Mishawaka game.
Four Adams Eagles coming into the game, like you said, wholesale substitutions.
And that's a flock of Eagles, right?
That is a flock.
Yeah.
But all five tried to go sit down.
Ah.
So that wasn't going to work. And finally, coach is like, Chuck, you got to stay in the game. So Chuck Worsham stays in the game.
He's the only one to stay. Jesse Morgan, TJ Mitchell, Matt Anella all out there. When the flip-in is good for Allen Presley, he has 14 points. 45 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 63-47 Adams. Morgan with a left hand, turns into the lane and flips it in.
Yeah, nice little move there by Morgan. Able to, nice little spin for the 2 points.
From the outside, the shot doesn't go, and Morgan clears the rebound. 25 seconds remaining. Adams up 65-47. Anella in the right corner. The three rims out. The offensive rebound, though, is good for Bryce Martins. Anella missed from the corner. Martins crashed for the rebound and laid it in. 7 seconds remaining. It's a 20-point lead again. A deep three for Clay. Doesn't go. Rebound by Allen. Puts it up and in, and a foul as well with 0.2 seconds remaining. We had to get one more foul.
And why not? Why not? But a nice move by Allen because he was able to get that rebound. Again, one of the smaller guys on the floor, able to pull down that rebound and come on up and put that basket back in through contact, attempted a three-point play.
0.2 seconds left. One shot coming for Allen. As he puts it up, it doesn't go. The rebound to T.J. Mitchell, and Adams will finally finish off Clay 67-49. I'll say this before we wrap up. I mean, again, I don't think Adams came out with the most energy tonight, but you do have to give it to Doug Barnbrook and a team of mostly sophomores, just one senior on the floor tonight with 5 suspended players. They lost to this Adams team by 42 earlier this season, and to come out, and really it took until midway through the fourth quarter for real separation. They hung in there, and they came out, and they did what you'd want from any team. They battled all the way.
Well, and it was single digits, like you said, 3.5 quarters into the game, and I mean, you can't ask for much more from Clay, and they gained a lot of valuable experience tonight going into the offseason and going into next year, and you know Coach Barnbrook is going to get these kids into the weight room and get them into the gym, and they're going to have a great offseason, and they're going to come out strong, and they're just going to take this experience and really use it to their advantage going into next year. And if you're Coach Johnston on the other side, I mean, I know you won the game by almost 20, but I'll tell you what, if I'm him, I'm laying into him right now and being like, fellas, guess what? That effort probably isn't going to get it done in the championship game, no matter if it's Penn or LaPorte.
Well, and I just saw Adams athletic director Bill Groves down there probably saying something along the lines of what we were just saying. He was talking to Doug Barnbrook, shaking his hands. A lot of people are.
Yeah. Done.
I mean, everyone understands what he's gone through, not just this season, but what he was going through tonight, and everyone appreciates what they saw from his team out there.
And everybody knows Doug Barnbrook, okay? I mean, he was a super successful JV coach at Adams. He went on to be an assistant at IUSB. He's a great guy, too. He's a great coach. He's a great guy.
Comes from a teaching family.
Absolutely. I mean, you want to see somebody like him succeed. And he was put in an awful situation going into these playoffs, and he handled it like a champ. And, you know, I feel for him having to take this loss, but he's going to grow from it, and so are his players.
So the first game ends with Adams winning 67-49, so the Eagles will play in tomorrow night's championship game at 7:30. The question is, will it be Penn or LaPorte as the opponent? We'll find out when the next game tips off. They have not started the 20-minute pregame clock, so we're going to be somewhere around 8 o'clock once again. We'll take a timeout, back to wrap this one up. We've got the U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard show. After that, 67-49, Adams over Clay. This is 4A sectional basketball presented by Bethel and the Bethel Athletic Department on WSBT. We've got Penn and LaPorte coming up in 19 minutes here at the Palace at Penn High School. Let's put a wrap on Adams' 67-49 win over Clay. Vince, get us through some scoring real quick.
All right, Adams shot 42% from the field, Clay 30%, Adams 12% from three, and Clay 20%. 52% from the free throw line for Adams and 87% for Clay. Some individual scoring for Clay. Allen had 16. Presley had 11. Johnson had 7. Black and Hunt both had 6. And Gregory rounded out the scoring with 3. And for the victorious Adams Eagles, Shaq Johnson led all scorers with 16. Quintez Columbus had 13. Jeffries had 12. Columbus had 9. Lynn King had 6. Chuck Worsham had 4. We had 3 Eagles with 2. That would be McClatchy, Morgan, and Martins. And 1 point for the senior, Ben Foster. He was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. So Final score, Adams 67, Clay 49.
All right, so that is our first semifinal, and it will be Adams in the championship game. That'll tip off tomorrow. We'll have it for you here on 96.1 WSBT. But we've got one more semifinal tonight coming up first. It is the host Penn Kingsmen, team that beat Riley Tuesday 50-48 against LaPorte, team that had a bye out of the Duneland Conference. So we will send it back to the studio. Matt Embry has the U.S. Sign Crafters scoreboard show. And then in about 18 minutes, we'll be back with our second game of the night, the second 4A semifinal here at Penn between the Kingsmen and the LaPorte Slicers on 96.1 WSBT.
You're listening to Hoosier Hysteria, powered by Bethel College and Bethel College Athletics on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
And Matt Embry in the WSBT studios. We continue our run-up to game number two of our doubleheader and sectional semifinal weekend as the Penn Kingsmen get ready to take on the LaPorte Slicers. For those of you just joining us, the Adams Eagles a winner earlier this evening, 67-49 over the Clay Colonials. Elsewhere tonight, three other games have gone final. Blake Marsh saves the day for Warsaw. A driving layup with under 2 seconds to play allows Warsaw to escape Northside Gym with a 43-41 victory over the Elkhart Central Blazers. And history made for Mishawaka Marion head coach Rob Berger. He has successfully now won his 300th career victory and his 200th now at the Marion High School as the Marion Knights easily get past John Glenn tonight, 60-38, and Northwood falls to Tippecanoe Valley, 45-41. Tippecanoe Valley avenging a loss suffered to the Panthers earlier this season.